Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout. The realities of truck theft. Nextel joins the chat. And is Dom into BDSM? All this and more on today's Last Looks. Hit the theme.
How did this get made?
Last Looks.
How did this get made?
How did this get made?
Last Looks.
What's up, all you iced cappuccino drinkers? Hey, everybody, I'm Paul Scheer, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? Last Looks, coming to you from a hotel room in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio, the home of where I saw Fast X for the first time, alone, in an IMAX, at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, and goddamn, that is the way to see that movie, alone in an IMAX theater. I yelled out loud, "What?" I said, "Woo!" And I literally got up and moved seats just to shake off some of the excitement I was getting by being in that theater alone. I feel like seeing Fast X alone in the IMAX is the way that Jason Momoa's character in Fast X sees every movie. You need it big. You need it loud. You need to be flamboyant in enjoying your own films. People, we're going to get Fast X soon enough. But before we get into that, we are going to give you a chance to talk about all the things that we might have missed from the Fast and Furious, aka Fast and Furious 1. Jason and I are going to talk about all the things that we are into. Plus, we are going to reveal next week's film, which I've already given you a little bit of a hint about. And we are going to also give you a little piece, a bonus scene, if you will, from our last show. But first things first, a shout out to John Astonish for that amazing theme song. Thank you, John. Send us your theme songs. We love them at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Keep them short, 15, 20 seconds. You know the drill. People, are you in SAG? I know so many people are in SAG, and it's so important that you vote yes on a strike authorization. Why? Why is that important? Well, I'll tell you. Residuals are down. Actors are struggling to get their health insurance. Actors are being kicked off their health insurance. We are being squeezed. And the only way to kind of fight back here, have a voice, is to give our union authorization to call a strike. It doesn't mean we're going to have a strike. But if 95% of us say, hey, we are mad enough to go on strike because we want AI rights, we want better residuals, we want better healthcare, that will send a message, because the only thing that shuts down Hollywood is the actors. The writers can go on strike. We've been on strike. It's been tough. The directors are negotiating. We'll see what happens there. But when SAG goes on strike, everything shuts down. I'm lucky to be in all three unions, and I think this is the moment where we can really pull together in solidarity. So get yourself over to the SAG website. Make sure you vote. As long as you are paid up on your dues, you can vote. If you don't remember your number, there are ways to get it. Just go to the website. Don't give up. It's so important. And most importantly, tell your friends. That's right. Tell your friends who are in SAG, not the ones that aren't in SAG, because you could tell them about your problems. But really, we just want to make sure that that vote goes up. So let your friends know. This is an important one, people. And solidarity here is giant. I can't emphasize that enough. All right. But enough about that. Let's get into The Fast and the Furious, a movie that, according to Discord user ASG1982, should have had the tagline of "No point, no breaks." Ooh, I like that. That should have been a t-shirt. Speaking of t-shirts, in the T Public store, we have a t-shirt. It's Mr. Potato Head, but it's called Mr. Toretto Head, from a joke that we edited out of the Fast and Furious podcast. And I don't think you need to know what the joke was. I think the shirt's pretty apparent in what the joke is. But if you want to get yourself a Mr. Toretto Head shirt, head over to tpublic.com/hdtgm and you will check it out there. I love that design. We are also making, because it's been requested so many times, a Largo shirt. So keep your eyes out for that. But now, without any further ado, let's talk about F and F1. Hit the theme!
How did this get made? Paul, June, and Jason. We saw The Fast and the Furious. We'll see it again. Corrections and omissions.
Guess what? That's John Astonish again. John Astonish coming in 2 for 2 with a very special Fast and Furious theme. John, you are killing it. And I love that you are thinking ahead. You know where we're going. You know that we needed a Fast and Furious theme, so you gave it to us. Thank you so much. I love it. All right, we're going to the Discord. Jackalope writes, I thought we all understood that the sandwich shop was a front for their TV/VCR heist crimes. That's why Mia was so annoyed when she had to actually make him a sandwich for once. No, 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 Jackalope. That sandwich shop has been in the Toretto name for a long time. They didn't just make a sandwich shop. They should have made a Best Buy. They can't, like, they're not... You think that they're laundering money through the sandwich shop? I believe they are still a functioning garage and sandwich shop. Again, I can't prove that. I don't think it's a money laundering place. I just think that the pay would be low. I just think the sandwiches are so bad that no one goes there. It's like, who would have like gas station sushi? That's the kind of the equivalent I'm getting from there. Corgi Herder writes, just wanted to clarify something about Vin Diesel's short film, Multifacial. The point of the film isn't about how he can play all sorts of different races. It's about how casting directors don't know what to do with him due to his multiracial background and how he gets lost in Hollywood for not being able to fit into a neat box. Well, thank you, Corgi Herder. But then B. Chefs writes, per Wikipedia, Steven Spielberg saw Multifacial, and that's how Vin got his part in Saving Private Ryan. Well, here's what I'm going to say about that, Corgi, and I don't mean to be rude about this, but I believe by saying I can't fit in a box because I'm multiracial, I'm getting lost. He's actually showing that he can be anything. I think it is, in many respects, a billboard for, hey, what am I? You decide. But he put it under the guise of, oh, what am I? No one knows, so I can't get work. Am I right on this? I think that that's the case. Maybe I'm too cynical, but I believe it was a concerted effort to get cast and basically say, I could be whatever you want. All right, let's go to an anonymous phone caller, someone who used to work for Nextel.
Hi, Paul. I'm calling about Tim's comment in your the live episode for The Fast and the Furious. So I actually worked for Nextel Customer Care at the time that this movie came out. And absolutely not. We could not in any way trace the number of a Nextel phone. That was actually a very big selling point for the Nextel phones. But after this movie came out, we would get multiple phone calls from both police officers as well as people's partners pretending to be police officers in an attempt to get us to track their phone numbers. I actually paused the episode to make this call. I just wanted to finish it by saying, I love this podcast. You guys are doing a great job.
What? This is... holy shit. This is amazing. I didn't also know that, like, Nextel was known as a burner phone. Wow. I like people fake calling as cops to get you to trace numbers. Oh, what a bunch of psychopaths. All right. Next up, Joel from Australia.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Jason. Hey, crew. This is Joel calling from Australia, the other side of the world. Just calling to point out that maybe there was a missed opportunity in the Furious franchise when they're running a sandwich shop. Why isn't it called Dom Subs? I feel like that was perfect for the power dynamic there and to feed into the homoerotic nature of the show. So, yeah, real missed opportunity. Love the show, guys. Keep it up. Bye.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I didn't get this at first. And then Scott, our producer, explained it to me that Dom's Subs would be a play on the dominant and submissive dynamic in BDSM. Now I get it. I was like, is he saying like Dom Subs? Is Subs like a thing for dicks? Like Dom's dicks? Now I get it. Dom Subs. That's great. And here's the thing. I Googled Dom Subs and there's three. There's three Dom Subs. thank you, Joel from Australia. Next up, Linnea.
Hey, Paul and crew, this is Linnea. I have a correction about the Fast and the Furious. So there's actually like a very tiny throwaway line when Paul Walker is walking into the FBI house, the really nice one with Ted Levine. And he says, wow, this house is a lot nicer than the last one you confiscated. So I think we're meant to believe that it was like some drug operation or something that they confiscated and they're not spending millions of dollars on. Still, definitely a waste of taxpayer money somewhere in there. But yeah, just thought you guys might want to know that. Thanks so much. Bye.
Yes, Lenny, I did hear that. But still, if you confiscate a house in a drug bust, it doesn't mean that you just, you know, you're right. Like taxpayer dollars. I mean, something's going on there. You just don't get to keep it. I don't imagine you get to keep it. Someone's got to resell it. But I get it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like for them to move their whole operation in there seems to be a bit short-sighted for what? Paul Walker just have a place to drive to that's not his house? Because that's the other thing. If they're following him, they're like, who the fuck is he going to in that house? It's a super expensive house. Like, that's more suspicious than anything else, in my opinion. Anyway, Linnea, great point. Next up, James from Seattle.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? James from Seattle. Just wrapped up the Fast and Furious episode. Did a lot of thinking about the Street Wars and the other wars name. And there's a total easy one that they could have done that would have been brilliant. Car Wars. It's right there. It was right there for them. Car Wars would have been amazing. They could have spun off sequels. Thanks a lot, Paul. Bye.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, James. Car Wars. It was right there all along. But we all know that Vin Diesel wanted to change it. As we talked about in the show, that was one of his changes, or one of the changes in the script. Next up, DJ from NorCal.
Hey, Paul, it's DJ Tento from Northern California. I wanted to shine some light on another Point Break and the Fast and the Furious connection. And that's where Paul Walker's character, Brian, and Vin's character, Dom, go to lunch. That's Neptune's Net on the Pacific Coast Highway. And what's important about it is that's the same place Lori Petty's character in Point Break works. So there are literally scenes in both movies where the hero and the antagonist, I guess Dom's the antagonist or whatever, they both go to lunch there, like directly. Weirder fact that has to do with Neptune's Net and not necessarily either of those movies, they remade the entire restaurant for Iron Man 3 for some reason. But yeah, that's like one of the biggest connections between Point Break and the Fast and the Furious is Neptune's Net, which is on the Pacific Coast Highway. You can still go there and get a fish taco.
Okay, I love this. Let me go one step further. One of the shows I love on Netflix right now, or not right now, I mean, I've loved it on Netflix, is this show called Chad and JT Go Deep. On that, they actually, they meet up with Jordana Brewster, and they go to Neptune's Net to talk to her because they love Fast and Furious. If you love Fast and Furious like we do, Chad and JT Go Deep, they also love it. And you probably know those guys because one of their first like pranks that went viral is they go to a lot of city council meetings, and they do bits with the city council people because anyone can get up there and talk. And one of the things that they did was advocate for a statue of Paul Walker in Malibu. Or maybe I'm wrong, somewhere. But those guys are great. And yes, that is amazing. Another Point Break connection. And I'll go one step further. Drew Pearce, who wrote Hobbs and Shaw, wrote Iron Man 3. So it all comes back to there's a world here. There's a Fast and Furious world around Neptune's Net. Let's get in there. Let's figure it out. Let's do a show from Neptune's Net. And finally, Julie, what do you got?
Hi, Paul. My name is Julie, and I just called in while I was listening to the Fast and Furious Live with Seth Rogen. I thought it was really funny that you read a second opinion review from Amazon where they called Paul Walker John Walker and didn't mention that you're Paul Scheer, but you're also called John Scheer. So I just thought that was interesting. Maybe Paul is mixed up with John more than we think. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
Wow, Julie. Thank you. I feel seen. Maybe Paul and John, I mean, they're Beatles. They're apostles, right? They're John Apostle? Yeah, there's a, you know, they get mixed up. And that's the cross I have to bear. All right. Thank you, Julie. Back to the Discord. Cameron H., I was hoping you'd chime in. Cameron H. says, my father was a truck driver later in life, so I know that freight is insured against theft. Trust me, no truck driver is laying down their life to protect VCRs unless you are putting them in danger first. In fact, my father told me the closest he's ever got to being robbed was when he was in a large metropolitan area getting some sleep. When he heard a knock on his door, he answered it, and there was a man there warning him that if there had been some truck robberies in the area and for $50, he was assured that nothing would happen to his cargo. I asked my father what he did, and he said, I paid him. The next morning, he found that a number of trucks in the vicinity had been robbed, but his was one of the few that were left alone. All I'm saying is there's a much easier ways to boost merch from trucks without involving high-speed chases, grappling hooks, and shotguns. Yeah, I mean, when I was working for my dad, who had a store in the Bronx, there were a lot of things that, quote-unquote, fell off the back of a truck. And I don't think any of these people that were selling these things were using grappling hooks. They definitely weren't using Dodge Chargers. All right, anyway, let's go to PT0707. Small correction about the character of Hector. Paul said the actor's name in real life is actually Hector, but that's not true. His name is Noel. He is just commonly cast as guys named Hector. When Paul mentioned working with him on a TV series, I assume he meant Fresh Off the Boat. Yes, I did. His character is also named Hector. He also appears in the first episode of The League, but his character is named Ernesto. You know, this is actually really interesting because I believe he was referred to as Hector on set. And we talked. We hung out a bunch. My gosh. But it was years ago. Now I'm forgetting. Oh my gosh. Now I feel like a real jerk. Anyway, let's hear, because we actually have a clip of Noel talking about this issue. Because according to IMDb, he's played a character named Hector 8 times on different productions. And he was on this show called The Rhodium Radio Show. And he explains how this happened.
So that's just a coincidence. That's not something where I'm calling my manager and like, hey, man, if I'm not Hector, I'm not doing this next film. You feel me? That's just a coincidence. Like Hollywood only knows two names for actors, Hector and Carlos. So the way it would work is that usually I would get a role or an opportunity for another movie or another television show. And I kid you not, 80% of the time, the role and the name for the role was Hector.
Wow.
And I would just book the role, and it's just something that kind of naturally happened on its own. It's not like, you know, I'm out there once again, like, if it's not Hector, I ain't doing the movie. And right. That's how that kicked off, bro. So it just kind of stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now I like it, and now I'm actually pushing it because, you know, fuck it. If I'm known that much like Hector, I'm just going to keep that rolling. You know what I'm saying?
See, okay, so my fault, my bad. I don't know why I got confused about that, but we were talking about Fast 8 or 9 at one point. Oh, man, I feel like a real jerk. Well, I'm sorry, Noel. And lastly, here's a follow-up email from Jason Carey about the cheese pizza with everything debate from our View on the Top episode. Okay. I'm glad we're bringing this back. Jason Carey wrote, growing up in New York, when you order a slice, it's understood to be a plain cheese slice. That's the same in Long Island too? Yeah, sure. But when I moved to California and the rest of the country, if you just order a slice, they're confused. You have to order a plain or a cheese slice. I guess in other places, slices with toppings must be the default. Now, finally, some fucking logic to this argument. Yes, I grew up in Long Island, but I lived in New York. I always ordered a slice. I didn't really get slices when I was on Long Island. It wasn't really that thing, but New York was. So now I get it. Now I get what you're talking about, because that's really the only place where I get a slice. You're right. I guess you're right. I mean, yeah. Jason, best explanation here. And you know what you would think, because Jason's kind of really had me reflect that he might be the winner this week for the best correction and omission. But I don't know. There can only be one, right? And there's so many great ones this week. I mean, so many fantastic food conversations, so many detailed thoughts on this entire chain. And I have to say, the one that I liked the most, the one that I felt really brought it home, while yes, the cheese pizza is a great one, I think it has to be the connection of Point Break and Fast and Furious. I would never have put that together. That fact that they did these movies, which was a rip of Point Break, and they put it in the same place is even dumber and better than I could have ever imagined. So that's right. DJ from NorCal, you are today's winner. And we have a special song from Tyler Mann. Hit it!
Fuck. You win.
All right, if you want to submit an alt movie tagline or chime in with your own thoughts about the latest episode, hit up the Discord at discord.gg/HDTGM or call us at 619-PAUL-ASK. Coming up, Jason and I will chat about all the things that we are currently into. We reveal next week's movie, and at the very end of the episode, I will share an exclusive deleted scene from our Fast and Furious show. Stick around. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney. And that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. Welcome back. You've likely noticed that How Did This Get Made every week is releasing a brand new episode on Monday. It's not a new episode. It's actually an old episode. We've been pulling from the vault. And this week's Matinee Monday, because we ran out of Fast and Furious films, is Hurricane Heist, which is directed by Fast and Furious director Rob Cohen. Hurricane Heist, one of our favorites, live from Chicago. Super fun. So keep on checking out the old episodes as we pull them from behind the paywall for you to hear once again. And now, honestly, we spent a lot of time hearing from you. Let's hear from Jason and I. We got a lot to talk about, okay? Here's a little segment we like to call Just Chat, and Mark Granger likes to create songs for us. So Mark, hit the theme.
Jason and Paul are just gonna chat TV and movie recs. There's nothing more than that. Sure, this whole segment could be summed up in a tweet, but Jason's not on Twitter, so this is where they meet. It's Just Chat. It's Just Chat.
Jason, I feel like it's been a while since I've really heard what you've been watching and been up to. We've answered questions, but we haven't really gotten into our recs.
Let's dig in.
Yes. By the way, I wanted to ask you a question.
Go.
Not to make this another bag talk, but Tom Bin has this new bag that I really liked, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. I believe it is called the Sidekick. Have you seen this? It's kind of like a larger version of like a traditional fanny pack. Oh, the side hustle is what I was interested in.
Okay,
the side hustle.
I don't know that. I'm looking it up right now. Okay, yeah, it's like a square, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I haven't seen this bag yet. But it looks like a slightly larger version of one of their cubes. The little cubes that have that I use. So this looks cool. They have a thing called the Bantam, though, that is like a sling bag, like a small fanny pack or sling bag that I like a lot. I think that's pretty great.
The one that you gave me, and again, we're not going to get off on bags, but the one that you gave me, I can't remember if it's a state bag or not. The one that you often use.
The Hyperlite? That's
my
a great
thing.
Bag. Yeah.
That to me is hard to beat.
Yes.
Hard to beat that.
Great, fantastic bag. Love that bag. It's very lightweight, holds a lot of stuff, minimal organization. It's a killer bag.
I love it. I love it.
I love bags. What can I say? Just a little brief glimpse of Zook's Cubes here.
I love it. Zook's Cubes always going on. Now, let's talk about TV. I feel like there's been a lot of stuff, TV, movies, music. There's been a lot of stuff out there. What have you been most excited about?
There's been some fun stuff. I'll say this. I loved Poker Face so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I loved Poker Face so much. I had a great time watching it. And it really got me in I like this, you know, type of a show. It really got me feeling. So, you know, the same way that I love watching Magnum PI reruns. I've watched a bunch of Columbos, which are great, which, you know, are also on Peacock if you got to Peacock for Poker Face. But then I got super into watching a bunch of Agatha Christie adaptations.
Like the old PBS ones? Like
So I watched like Murder on the Orient Express, the Sidney Lumet version. That is an incredible movie. But there is an adaptation of an Agatha Christie story that I did not know, called Why Didn't They Ask Evans? Is the story. Hugh Laurie wrote and directed it. It's a 3-hour movie that's on, you can stream it. I watched it, I think, on BritBox.
Yeah.
It's Will Poulter, who's in Guardians 3.
Yeah.
Lucy Boynton, I mean, obviously Hugh Laurie, a bunch of other great, incredible actors. And it's just a fucking home run whodunit. Agatha Christie.
Is it a TV? They're listing it as a TV.
It is.
It's a miniseries.
It's like a 1-hour episodes. And this is a model. I also watched one that was And Then There Were None, which is another.
Oh, I love that book.
And so this is a great, it's got Charles Dance, and it's another Sam Neill, another home run, great cast, great, beautifully shot. There just is a bunch of them that I've been watching that are on. Some are on Amazon, some are on BritBox. They're all over the place, but they're fantastic. One of them has John Malkovich playing Poirot.
Wait, what?
I think the ABC Murders is that one.
Okay, got it.
It's really cool. And all of them, just truly stand as incredible examples of this form, especially when you compare them to what I did not very much enjoy, which has been the Kenneth Branagh recent adaptations of these stories.
Yes, I feel the same way.
Those, I feel like, have not been as interesting, not nearly as interesting as this. And then, to back up one full step, I also just recently rewatched Gosford Park, which is... Oh.
Wonderful.
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Now, that I've forgotten about that movie, or not forgotten about, but I haven't seen it in a long time, but I loved it.
I haven't either.
And, that's a great one.
Please watch it.
Okay.
Please, and it's, the cast is absolutely bananas. And then Bob Balaban is, it's all murderers. It's all, everybody's a murderer in it. It's so good. Everybody's such a totemic talent. And then Balaban is in there just mixing it up and being so fucking funny inside of this movie. The movie is exceptional.
Well, by the way, you know, you're talking about this, and I've heard so much about this show I'm going to mention right now that seems like it's in the same vein. I've only watched like the first two episodes, but I was like, I got to tell Jason about this. Have you heard anything about this show called The Traitors?
Traitors UK.
Yes,
I heard about Traitors UK. I know what it is, but I have not watched it. Yes.
So essentially, it's a reality television series, which is essentially like Gosford Park in a way. Like, could you make Gosford Park into a reality series where people are backstabbing and picking off contestants and they have to investigate and find out who they trust and root out the traitors among the group of people?
It's like Werewolf or Mafia, the party game.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's how it was explained to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like it's 22 strangers and they have a bunch of missions that they have to do. And this goes back to the show I always wanted to pitch, which was kind of a version of what Alone is, but I wanted to do Die Hard, the reality series. Could you do it? Could you have one guy try to get through a building, and every week you try to see how far you can get, what you could do?
That would be incredible. I would
love that. I just, because it would be a different kind of survival. But this is, it has that same energy. And I think what I like about this show, and it's hard to kind of communicate it, it is tense and it's like a drama. It doesn't play like a reality show. And I think that's what makes it really very, very good.
And specifically, my understanding was, because this is a show that exists in multiple places, and I was told the season to watch is Traitors UK specifically.
That's the one that I started watching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Season, got it.
Yeah.
Oh, and good. You're the second person who I trust. Yes. Who's recommended this now?
And I think the one, there's another version, I believe, on Peacock, if we're going to go back to Peacock, with Alan Cumming.
Nice.
Hosting it. I'm not positive, but it's like, I believe that he is the American host, even though he's not American.
Yeah.
I think you will really like
it, especially
if you're
on
this kick.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And there is something interesting about like going back and watching these old shows, because I know I talked to you how much I loved Picard season 3.
And then
I went back and started watching just random episodes of Star Trek Next Generation and being like, again, I haven't watched it since I was a kid. I was like, this is such a great show. Again, another really fun one and done style show where you just have great stories.
Well, that's what was fun, what I really was enjoying about Poker Face and what I feel like I then wanted to have more of, which was TV. It felt like it felt low stakes. It didn't feel like I needed to know two seasons of canonical storytelling so that I can appreciate and understand what's happening in this episode. It felt nice to just dip in, have a fun episode, and then be gone and be done and not have to really, not be in the middle of some sprawling, dense narrative, but just be having like you said, a good time. And for me, that has also been watching Doctor Who,
and this is what I got to do. I know.
Just absolutely fantastic. I'm now in the Matt Smith years. For those of you who are keeping track, David Tennant, it's so interesting too to watch Doctor Who, because if you're watching from these early years going through it, you're also getting to see an entire generation of, or multiple generations of British actors cycle through episodically this show.
Well,
so
that's something where
a ton of people,
like more than, or I guess maybe they were ahead of the curve in the States. It's like you could see great British actors appearing on television. Like it's like,
oh yeah,
like there's less and less of a separation between TV and film because there's barely any film anymore. But I feel like that's what you get with these British shows. It's like, oh, everybody is in it.
Well,
like,
that's
same
the
way
thing
with Harry Potter or whatever.
It's like, also like over there, every big star. Boy, do I wish this was true here. Everybody there. I feel like in the UK, at some point in your career, somebody just offers you, do you want to be a detective on a TV show?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you like anybody, they are the star of a detective series. So also, I've also been rewatching Prime Suspect.
Great.
Helen Mirren, Prime Suspect, a show that, you know, traversed, another show that traversed decades of content that is incredible. Great mysteries, great, you know, Luther, fantastic.
Luther's so good. I have not watched the new Luther. I've heard mixed things
either.
About it.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's
either.
A bummer because I think the thing I loved about Luther, while so dark, and I found a lot of people that I've recommended it to say, I can't watch it. It's just too depressing because I think the crimes are really violent, you know,
yes.
and they're very sadistic. And it's not like, look, it starts off with him chasing down, you know, like a pedophile. Like it, that's where it starts.
Yep.
And there's a great Luther book, if you like Luther,
oh,
that's the prequel to the prequel to it. And it basically ends where the season one begins. But in the attempt to kind of keep it dark and push and have reality in a world where there's hard to have reality, they get Luther into some scrapes that it gets harder and harder to get him back out into
yeah.
the world. It's like a little bit like it's the reality of like if you acted like Dirty Harry or you acted like an American police officer, like there would be consequences and there are consequences for Luther.
Yeah.
And then they have to like really figure out, okay, well, maybe if we let him out of jail, he could work this one case and then he's back
yeah.
in his jail. You know, it's like, it's a very bizarre. Like,
it's crazy. It's,
yeah.
it's like what if you took Bosch and you made it like 10 times crazier?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, and that's another
one. I'm watching, by the way, watching Bosch Legacy now. I watched all of Bosch, and now I'm in Bosch Legacy.
Show I love it.
Is a home run.
Texas Pete. Oh, my gosh. I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right. Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code podcast24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold and often in my pantry because I love these. Hey, by the way, just to keep the British thing going, not that yep. Bosch is British,
I had done this guy's podcast, James Acaster, his podcast.
Incredible stand-up. Oh. Such a funny stand-up. His specials are fantastic.
I'm a little behind on him. I didn't know that much about him. And I started reading his book called, like, Classic Scrapes. And
oh, I don't know it.
Oh, it's... So basically, he was on a radio show with his friend, and part of the radio show just became, like, his funny stories about his life. And oh, wow. he compiled these very funny, short, weird stories, his classic scrapes that he's gotten into, you know, whether it was, like, there's a great one that I really enjoy, which is, like, he had keys to his friend's house, and he had to really take a shit. And he used those keys to go into her house because he knew she wasn't home. And he went to go do his business, but realized there was no toilet paper in the downstairs bathroom.
Oh, no.
But he already had his pants off because he was going to the bathroom. So he ran to the upstairs bathroom to go get toilet paper, but then realized he was in the upstairs bathroom and had no pants on. And then he's like, if anyone's to come home right now, I'm going to be naked in this woman's house with nothing on and have to explain. And so, like, this, like, that's a classic scrape.
Yeah,
and, like, describing, great. You know, how he gets out of this situation of pooping, you know, so it's like that level of story. It's not really a memoir as much as it is just a
like
bunch
funny
of funny anecdotes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, I really like him. And you were going to say you were on his podcast that's about last meal. What's it called?
Yes, Last Meal. So you kind of like pick a last meal that would be really good to have.
Super funny, man. Really, really. He's got a couple specials that are all linked that are, I want to say it's on HBO.
Yes.
I watched them a couple
released
years
like
ago.
A trilogy,
yes,
almost,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
He's a very, I mean, I'm now all in on it. I will also say.
He's a great British stand-up. The other British stand-up that I really love is Stuart Lee, who Chase Down If You Can, who is just very difficult to, he makes it very difficult to find his stuff.
Okay.
But so it's not easy, but the stuff that you can find is fantastic. And I've now kind of ferreted out a bunch of other stuff. Very interesting.
Ooh, okay. I'm very interested to see this. I love this. We both are Book on Tapes fans.
Yeah.
And I will say, I read Paris Hilton's book.
Oh, how was that?
And great.
Oh, wow.
Great. I didn't see the documentary on Netflix, so I'll put that in front of it and saying that I think the documentary covers a lot of similar territory.
Okay.
But I got it on tape and or tape. I got it on digital. I put it in a CD.
It's six cassettes. Remember, you know, when audiobooks were like 12 cassettes.
Oh, yeah. And you could rent them from like
Cracker Barrel.
Like, Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
I remember on road trips, you would rent them from Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. And you have a reason to go back.
Yep.
Besides the delicious food. But so, you know, it starts off and you are like, okay, it's a little like exactly what you expect. And it kind of just like, it just kind of frosts the cake to be like, okay, well, I'm here. I don't know. And I turned it off a couple times. But everyone kept on talking about how great it is. I'm like, I don't know. And then, Jason, it switches to a point where you're like, I was riveted. And
oh,
it
wow.
really revolves around, for lack of a, to just abbreviate it as much as I can, she's a bad girl, gets sent to a very rich sleepaway school, boarding school, that's going to correct the bad behavior in rich kids. And it is an incredibly abusive place where essentially it has been shut down because they compare the torture that they gave to these kids like the torture that you would get as a prisoner of war. Torture.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Kids died from
the
things
school?
That they... At the school? At the school. And it was covered up and it's all been now found out. It is harrowing. And she was there, and what it did more than anything... Her tenacity through surviving this is otherworldly. I mean, like the things that she described in that book, what they did, one of the things that they did was every night they would basically have, like, I forget what she called it, but I'm going to call it a shit talk circle, where you all sit in a circle and then each kid takes a turn ripping you apart.
Oh,
and saying how much of a piece of shit you are, and
wait, that was part of their program
nightly.
Oh my God.
to rip these people apart until, and and they wouldn't move on to the next kid until you broke down.
Honestly, that sounds like something like from the 40s. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
That seems like crazy that you're telling me that's from, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, you know?
And she, like, she escaped and she has these amazing stories of escaping. Wow. It is wild. And especially like after doing some research afterwards about it, because I was just like, what is going on? And, you know, it's honestly like real life Matilda. Like on a level, but more fun.
Well, she was only being a little bit naughty.
But I just found the book to very interesting, very interesting book, and really well written. And so that's a highly recommend.
I like that. I'll stay in books for a minute, and I'll shift slightly to comics.
Oh yeah.
It's been a while since I don't know if you're this way, but like my comics pile has just been getting bigger and bigger, and I've been letting it get bigger, and I haven't been reading as much. But so I, in an effort to kind of make a dent in it, I read a bunch of stuff in the last couple of weeks, a couple of things that I just thought were absolutely fantastic.
Please tell me, because I've gotten in a weird zone where I haven't wanted to read lately. I don't know why I haven't wanted to read it. Yeah. I'm like, I got to get back into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you get out of it and sometimes, you know, but there's been some really great stuff. Cliff Chang, who drew Paper Girls, the book Paper Girls, wrote and drew a Catwoman story called Catwoman Lonely City that is fantastic.
Ooh, okay, great.
It's one collection, one story. It's like a, you know, in the Catwoman, it's a crime caper story.
Yeah,
not unlike Ed Brubaker's run on Catwoman. Except this has just the incredible art that Cliff Chang does that is just, I find so compelling and so riveting.
Oh, wow.
Tom King, who we've talked about many times on this podcast, who is a listener, screw you, Tom King, wrote a book, he did Mr. Miracle, he did
Amazing
Strange Adventures, and last year he did Human Target, which was a book he did with Greg Smallwood. Did you read this book?
I did, yes.
Loved this book.
Loved this book. Yes.
Yeah. So I just read that whole thing, which was fantastic. Really one of my favorite. Again, another detective, street-level crime story inside the DC universe, inside, you know, Justice League International, essentially.
And by the way, just so you guys know, both of these books, I was just looking at it online, the collections are in hardcover right now, too.
Yeah.
So you can get the Human Target 1, you can get Lonely City all together.
They are finished. They are done. So when you get, it's not like one of those, oh no, and more is coming. You can read these stories in their entirety, and they're terrific.
Are you reading digitally, or you stick to the old school?
Depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. So like I'm reading now, like I've segued a lot of my a lot of the books that for me, like Marvel and DC books that I just want to be like keep up with.
Yeah.
Daredevil, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Four. I no longer get issues. I read digitally. I still get any book that I feel like the art is part of what I want in it.
Yes.
So Greg Smallwood, Cliff Chang, you know, Mitch Garrod's, when there's a Mitch Garrod's book, another person that I'd like to just offer an opportunity to eat absolute shit. I will buy those books. Chris Somney, another book I was going to put on there that I wanted to mention specifically to you, because it's an all ages book. The book is called Jonna, Jonna and the Unpossible Monsters. It just finished. It's, Chris and Laura Somney. Chris Somney, iconic Daredevil run. It draws the Robert Kirkman book Firepower right now. Incredible. Okay. One of my favorite artists right now. Beautiful all ages book. That's fantastic. He also did,
awesome.
You should also get for the boys, his Thor book, which is called Thor. This is years ago. It's another it's an all ages Thor book.
Ooh, this
and it's called Thor, God of Thunder. It might just be called.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
It's the one that Chris, Samnee, Somni.
The Mighty Avenger.
Yeah, that's it. Thor the Mighty Avenger. That's it. Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I love that.
Ooh, and then shout out one more comic that I read that blew my mind, but mostly because I went into it blind. Okay. And it's The Many Deaths of Layla Starr. And it's written by Ram V and drawn by incredible artist Felipe Andrade. Incredible, beautiful, heartbreaking book. Really wonderful story.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is great. Oh, you're giving me some stuff that I'm like, I'm looking forward to next day.
These are all collections that are done. These are stories that have a beginning, middle, and an end. They're not ongoing. So
I love this because I just recently went back and reread the DC New Frontiers, the DC, because I had, when I was listening to James Gunn talk about what he wants to do with DC, I was like, it sounds like New Frontiers. And I posted that and he, retweeted it.
Oh,
and
wow.
People got very excited about that.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, and then that makes
me like,
ooh.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, because it was a fun way to kind of go back and look at it. If that is going to be the blueprint, I don't know. You know, I've heard some rumors
cool.
about the new Superman that may feed into this. So there are some things about it that are interesting to me. So
I will say, like, there's been a number of, like, subsequent to that, there's been a number of, like, lists and suggestions of what to read and what to maybe be thinking of for what to be reading in preparation for the new DC stuff.
Yes.
And there's a lot of good stuff inside of all those lists that I feel like is pretty some good reading that people can do.
I think that this is, yeah, I like kind of hypothesizing. And we're going to have by the way, it's going to be even delayed a little bit more than we even imagined because of the writer's strike right now.
Oh, yes.
And the, you know, so
we are on strike, baby.
We are on strike. I saw you out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been out there. I want to ask you, did you see anybody fun that you got excited about to see? Because obviously, writers, you know, we both write, we know people, but sometimes every now and then you get to see somebody on a writer's line, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so and so. And
I haven't yet seen any. I mean, I will say what I have seen is like old friends. Like,
100%.
I've run into
so much
a lot of people that I'm delighted to be catching up with, especially after, frankly, many years of not seeing a lot of people. You know, like,
that has been the best part of it. Just even bumping in, just people who are busy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's it.
So that's been fun. But there hasn't been anybody that I'm like, oh, cool. You know,
I'm excited to
talk to David Simon or something like that. You know,
like, I got to meet Patrick Shoemaker, who runs the Harley series with Justin Halpern. And I just got to geek out with him. We got to talk The Flash.
Boy, do I love that show.
Oh, it's so fun. And
I want to thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
I know
please.
We're talking about the strike, but thank you for making sure to put Dungeons and Dragons on my radar.
Oh,
boy, was it fantastic.
It's now free to stream, so you can get that now. So you can watch it now. It's so good.
I absolutely loved it. And then I will then shout out another show that I really love, which is The Legend of Vox Machina.
Oh,
which
is the
Critical Role people.
Yes.
And that is another Dungeons & Dragons-esque, it's
They're
an
great.
Animated narrative, and it's a blast.
They're
also
really, really fun.
Really fun adventure show.
Sam Riegel is in that.
It is. Sam Riegel is in it, yes.
Great improviser, and also did a lot of casting directing for voice work, some of your favorite voices.
He's a voice director.
I've
worked with him a bunch
Me
as
too.
A voice director. He's great.
Great
and,
guy.
And it's a really fun show. Another show that I want to shout out just because it's fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I feel like everybody reveres Genndy Tartakovsky has such reverence for him, and he is obviously an incredible, you know, absolute genius. And I feel like people slept on his show Primal, and now he has a new show out called Unicorn Warriors Eternal.
I didn't even know
exactly,
about this.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Somehow, like a true, like auteur of this medium is doing stuff that people like. I don't think people know there's a second season of Primal, and I have heard so little about this new show, but there's only three episodes so far, and it is so beautiful and so incredibly done and so dynamic. I urge everybody to watch Unicorn Warriors Eternal. It's great.
Okay, and I'm going to tell people where they can watch that, because that will be on. I just want to make sure I give you the... Yes. By the way, he is behind things like Clone Wars and Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory. Like, he's been around and around and around.
The Hotel Transylvania movies.
Yes. Where can I find this? I'm looking for... I'm now even on his website. I'm having a hard time figuring out where
exactly.
It is.
I think I think it's a Cartoon Network show, so that means it's on
Paramount
HBO
Max. Oh. Yeah, Max.
I think
I
it's
call it
Max.
Max
now. Yeah, Max.
Okay, this
really
is great. So yeah,
incredible. And I'll shout out also returning for a third season. Also, only a couple of episodes in, but so far, bulletproof season. The other two.
Whoa, I didn't know about that. Oh, man, now you're getting, like, this is
incredible show. Incredible.
See, like, this is what happens. Like, I don't even know, and I get overwhelmed, and then I watch a Star Trek, and then I feel good about myself, because I'm like, I did something, and then I'm back in this boat again.
I'll leave you with two music recommendations, just because it's been a minute. Arguably, for me, it's going to be hard to beat this album as album of the year for me, which is Kara Jackson's Why Does the Earth Give Us People to Love? An absolutely stunning collection of songs. Incredible record. And then also a great record from a band that I absolutely adore. Wednesday has put out a record called Rat Saw God. And that is a fantastic rock record. One of my favorite bands in recent years, This Is the Kit, have started putting out new songs, but their record has not come out yet. Or maybe I don't know when this episode's dropping. Maybe the record's out now, but the songs they've put out so far, fantastic. This Is the Kit, the record they put out a couple of years ago, one of my favorite records of that year. Absolutely fantastic band.
Ooh, this is great. All right, I've now just written down a million things. And you can also always check up on what we are recommending on the Discord page. Go to discord.gg/hdtgm, and you can see a compiled list.
Put it all in the show notes, too.
Oh, yeah, in the show notes,
if you're
yeah.
already listening, just click on the thing you're... it says.
Yeah.
Great. If it's all in the show notes, it's right there. So you don't have to write it down. You don't have to furiously be scribbling, guys. Just click on the show notes and just it will have.
I'm looking for the kit. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the kit. Oh, let me see. Maybe I have to go under
this
artist.
This is the kit.
Okay, got
this
it.
This is the kit.
All right. That's it. I'm into it. Jason, what a pleasure. We will talk again soon.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jason, for chatting with me. Now that we got Fast and Furious out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from the beginning of the road to the end of the road. Well, kind of. It's more like part one of a three-part end of the road. It's going to be a long end of the road. I mean, this road is like the runway and Fast 5 or 6, where the plane just kept on going and I'm going and going. Anyway, we're going to be watching Fast X. That's right, Fast 10, part 1. Here's a short breakdown of the plot, okay? And God knows, for me to even compact this into a sentence is wild. But Dom Toretto and his entire family are targeted by the vengeful son of drug kingpin Herman Reyes. That's right, the bad guy from Fast and Furious 5. He was there the entire time. We didn't know. Rotten Tomatoes gives this film a 54% on the tomato meter. What? That's ridiculous. Allison Woolmore from Vulture says, a decent diversion, though watching it feels like sustaining a head injury. Allison, how dare you? Anyway, take a listen to the trailer.
Dominic Toretto, you destroyed my family. And now you'll have to watch who you love most die.
He's coming for you with everything.
What's the plan, Dom?
I'm not sure anymore. This is your last ride. You made one mistake. You never took my car.
Rated PG-13. Only Peters May 19th.
So, here's the deal, people. We don't do this a lot, but we do it every now and then. You can't stream this, unless you do it illegally, which I don't recommend. You got to go to the theater. You got to see it. And we gave you plenty of time to go see it. It's going to be full of spoilers. It's going to be great. We cannot wait. So jump in your souped-up Honda Civic. Get to yourself to a theater. And next week, we will break it all down. We are almost to the end of this episode. Before I go, let's check out a bonus scene from our Fast and Furious show where we did answer an audience member's question about the time of Brian and Mia's dinner date. Take a listen.
All right. Your name, sir, and your question.
My name is Luke. I want to say first, I'm a United States sailor, and I would listen to you guys underway on deployment, and it really meant a lot to me.
Oh, wow.
And I just thank you.
Thank you.
Very cool.
So So my
thank
question,
you so much.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, do you use any NAS on your boat?
Great question.
Every day.
Yeah, does
every
the
day.
Military does have NAS access? Does the NAS. Navy have access NAS. To NAS?
Oh, have they have the is there
moistest NASes there are.
Is there any kind of military-grade NAS?
Frighteningly amount. Frighteningly no, large amount.
It's NAS.
So my question is, I'm not from L.A.
Yeah,
from
if you're a sailor, answer. That's the wettest yeah. NAS.
My question is, I'm not from L.A., I don't know your culture. I don't know how things are.
Wow, okay,
so
wow.
There is none. Don't worry. There's I'm nothing. Saying, to, there's nothing.
If
to know.
Someone asked me on a first date to go to Cha Cha Cha's yeah. at 10 p.m., I would respectfully try to change that. Am I wrong in this? Was that too late?
I mean, I don't even know how to answer this. As
I like a late dinner. Okay. I like a late dinner, but that does seem like
too late.
That
to
does
start
seem too late,
dinner.
Especially for L.A. Especially for LA, but I'm
yeah, that's well, let's not ask a part of our culture. Oh, that's
now,
not
10 p.m. Cha cha chas.
Here's what I will say.
Okay.
Here's what I will say. Mia has a late shift at the tuna sandwich shop, so that just
that's
might
true.
Be when she gets off work.
Dom, I gotta go to school. You stay here, sell those sandwiches.
Okay, just
but I want to go to college. You make tuna.
Well, great point. Thank you. Oh wow. All right, what else do we have here? By the way, that date is
boy,
the
I,
worst
can I just
first
say,
date.
Paul, boy, do I like the idea of you on a boat somewhere listening to us talk a bunch of nonsense. Thank you so much, man.
I was going to say that date was such a bad date because he asks her nothing about herself. He's like, so tell me about your brother. And how does he know those guys? And like, yeah. tell
does
me
he have
how
like
they...
a lot of VCRs around? Like, again, let's say again, I gave your brother like a DVD. Could he play it? Like...
Brian is bad at being undercover, and
they're all
are
bad cops.
And they're not suspicious enough. She should be like, wait a minute, are you a cop?
There's a part where the cops are like, the guys from DC are coming, and we got nothing to show. And it's like, yeah, you're terrible at this.
That's it for the show. Remember to rate and review us. It helps. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are following us. Visit us on social media at HDTGM. And remember, our summer tour is coming up. It's right around the corner. So stay tuned. Sign up for the mailing list. Look on the website. Tickets are going to go on sale on early June. That's right. Our East Coast tour. We're coming back. For commercial-free access to How Did This Get Made and our entire archive and so much more, sign up for Stitcher Premium for a free one-month trial. Use the code BONKERS. And a big thank you to our producers, Scott Sani, Molly Reynolds, and our movie-picking producer, Avril Halley. Make sure you check out her YouTube channel where she does so much great work, so many funny shows there. Our engineer, Alex Gonzalez, our publisher, July Diaz, and Jess Cisneros, who makes our amazing social media videos. We will see you next week for Fast X. Can't wait. How did this get made?
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
I love Squarespace. I've built all my websites on Squarespace because it is the all-in-one platform that helps me build my brand for my podcast. It helps grow the brand. And what's so great about it is you don't have to be a designer. No, 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 no. You can get a beautiful website. You can engage with your audience and you can sell anything, your products, your content, and even your time. You have member areas where you can basically have like a gated community. You can let people in. You can have videos behind there. This whole summer, you can maybe decide to share a newsletter with your followers. And guess what? Squarespace makes it easy for you to do. I mean, I would like to maybe have a tour update. Maybe I would just send out an email like, hey, this is what happened last night. Here's some photos. That would actually be a great idea. Maybe we should do that through Squarespace. Anyway, you can also now create pro level videos because Squarespace has a video studio app. Yeah, they are stepping up their game and they already were great. Go to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.